We learn Torah. We learn Torah. We are Ma'ayim. We take a sugya. We put our heads, we put our hearts, we put our minds into it. And learn the very best that we can. Why? The answer is simple. Torah Hashem. Torah Hashem. If the word of HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to us from Har Sinai, via the Chumash, via the Mishnah, via the Gemara, via the Halacha, the minimum that we can do is to apply ourselves and to find out with clarity, to the best of our ability, Ma Diber Hashem. What did Hashem want from us? And this is such a positive fact, it goes without any question. Dvar Hashem. There is another aspect of Dvar Hashem that is not so recognized, but calls on us equally to pay our full attention to it. What is it? Hashgacha. Hashgacha pratis. When things occur in our lives, whether they are things that affect us on a personal level, whether they are things that affect us on a community or a Klal Yisrael level, how did they come about? You know how they come about. Ma'amin and B'nai Amin, we came from HaKadosh Baruch. Why did they come from HaKadosh Baruch? Some things are beyond our ken. Many things are intended for us to be able to understand, not only meant for us to be able to understand, sometimes they are messages. Not complicated messages, simple messages. If it's a Dvar Hashem, then it calls on us to actually look at what's happening. And darshan, that means, not darshan, say some kind of pshetl which is half-baked or which doesn't really tie up or doesn't really make logical connections. Attention, serious attention. The same as we find a posuk in Chumash that we can't quite understand. We look at Mufarshim. We get to the point. To the point that we are satisfied and to the point that we can actually go beyond our satisfaction to Hanocha Lamaisa. To actually be confident. And we are confident. The tefillin we are wearing is our tefillin from Har Sinai. And Shabbos we are keeping is Shabbos from Har Sinai. How did we get there? Because minds and hearts of Klal Yisrael over the generations have focused themselves with the intensity of getting to Dvar Hashem, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps them, we are zeichah to Dvar Hashem, in our hands, in our action. The same principle extended to the Dvar Hashem, that this decides what happens in the life of people, in our lives, the lives of the community, the lives of everybody, deserves the same degree of attention. A simple raya. A very, very simple raya. We've just walked out of Pesach. We're counting Sfiras HaOmer. The Egyptians. What was the purpose of the Esar Makos? Everybody knows it was a club for Paro. It was to get the Jewish people out. But that doesn't give the entirety of the description of the purpose of the Esar Makos. Because if it was a Makkah just to punish the Egyptians, the main punishment was the Yam Suf. If it was just to affect the release of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim, one Makkah would have done. Makkas Bechoris, a clap and out, and it would have been done. Elomai, there was more. And this more, what was it? Says Rashi, every plague lasted for 1 week and there were 3 weeks break in between. The 3 weeks break in between for the Egyptian. Goy. To think and recognize and become aware what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doing to us. A murderer sees blood, gets a shock. The worst crime that the Egyptians did to Klal Yisrael was the babies in the Yam Suf. To make a connection for a regular Egyptian, I'm talking about a Talmid Chochem, I'm talking about a Jew. The Egyptian would have thought clearly and in straight lines, he could have and should have come to the conclusion that there is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is talking, there's a connection between the river, the Nile, turning to blood and murder. So there's a connection. And that's Mitzrayim going. Hashgacha Pratis is something that talks to us. A number of months ago, going back, I had a big kasha. The kasha that I had, we had just then finished, those of you who remember, just finished Daf HaYom in the Sechta Tanis. And the Sechta Tanis, talks about what happens when a Tzora comes to Klal Yisrael. And just at the same time, the rockets were flying in Eretz Yisrael. Rockets flying in Eretz Yisrael. The rockets that were flying in Eretz Yisrael were accompanied by Nisim. That could be a talk on Amazon. Nisim Glui. 4,000 rockets. Each one dangerous. And hardly a loss of life. Iron Dome, 1,000, less than 1,000 were knocked out by that, which itself is a mess. Which country in the world has the Iron Dome now? We saw Nisim, but the Nisim were accompanied by Pachad. I said, I happened to be in the Miklat. In Romema, there's a shul, I happened to be there when I heard the siren going, and we waited and we heard the boom. It was already further away, in some field it landed the rocket. But for the first time in my life, I understood the pshat in the posuk, Hayitoka shofar bo'ir v'ha'om lo yechrodu. Kipshuta. I was shivering. I'm in a miklat, I'm in the right place at the right... Never mind. There was a big pachat in Eretz Yisrael at that time. And I had a kasha. My kasha was, we've just finished Masechet Tanis. I didn't get a sense of the tzibur getting together, like they had gotten together a few months earlier. Not perhaps on that scale, but getting together and somehow responding to the threat as it was happening. It was not, well, it didn't suddenly happen. It happened, and there was nothing, no hisaralus. It wasn't, there was a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And there wasn't anything near relating to what was happening. And it bothered me. I tried to find out from Gedolim what's going on. I didn't find a real answer. And I stayed with a kasha. Why is it that major things are happening and we're not responding? And that's the whole Masechta Tanis. This is Masechta Tanis. What is Masechta Tanis? But that. Rabbi Yisrael, I got tragic confirmation. Tragic confirmation to the kasha. And I think there's a lesson we can somehow take from it. The Rambam. Is there a Rambam here? Moedim?
Not much time.
Not much time. 2 minutes and we... The Rambam says... The Rambam says, in Hilchos Tanis, it's not a great drosha, this is just the words of the Rambam himself. He says that when trouble comes to Klal Yisrael, we are chayev to respond with Kiyas Shofar, with Tzoyin, Shittas HaRambam. And then the Rambam says, and if they don't do that, if we do that, it affects that the trouble will go away. And then the Rambam continues, and these are the words of Rambam. Avilim lo yizaku v'lo yoriu. If they don't do this tkiyah shofar, but this etzem in a ga'olam, harezu derech arzorius. It's cruelty. It's cruelty coming into it. And it'll cause more troubles. What's cruelty got to do? And the answer is, if a person goes and says, doctor, doctor, I've got chest pains, severe chest pains, and I've got shortness of breath. Doctors, don't worry, so I'll give you aspirin. We'll give you painkiller. That's cruel. He's cruel. He's a doctor. The man's possibly undergoing a heart attack and you give him painkillers. I mean, whatever it is. It's cruel. Rambam says cruel. Rabbi Yisrael, those who have the memory of Har Nof, we saw cruelty. Cruelty. middle of cruelty, middle of sadism. Our immune system, the immune system that always protects people who are keeping Torah mitzvahs, was broken right through in Yerushalayim at the time of davening with tefillin. Midas have been talking. It gave me a shock. It gave everyone a shock. That is the Rambam. That means there is a need for us to look at what's going on. Why the Gedolim don't talk, I have a teretz. In the olden days, the tshuva movements in Tanakh were imposed by the kings. The king died, the tshuva movement disappeared. Yeshayahu, Hizkiyahu. Our tshuva movement of today is a tshuva movement of grassroots. We are witnessing, I'm witness, to what went on in South Africa and other places where people are coming back from milamata lamala. It seems that Shomayim does not want us to have a overall umbrella kind of chizuk in Isorirus, as described in the Gemara in Tanis, because for whatever reason, that's not what has the effect. We need to do it on a personal level. It seems that Shomayim is calling on us to be kshot atzmecho v'achakach kshot achim. That what it called to us is, Shomayim is definitely talking. And unfortunately, I hate to say this, but we've experienced since then a number of very serious leading involved. Last Thursday, Rabbi Yisrael, say no more. And in Brooklyn, yes, everybody's fixing up their Shabbos plates. Shomayim didn't send the message just for... Of course we have to do it. Shmatim left Shasechem. But Shomayim didn't send the message just for the Shabbos plates. There is clearly, to my way of seeing it, a message to us that is calling on us to do this on a personal level and not to be fazed by the word tshuva. You want to be a from a yid, you've got to be able to learn Torah. That's fine. You've got to be able to daven. That's fine. You've got to be able to say sorry. Just like in a relationship, you've got to be able to know when you make a mistake, and we all do in a marriage. You bring flowers, you say sorry, you apologize, you do something. We haven't got to be fazed by the fact that on a personal level, Shomayim is expecting us to start fixing where it's broken and leaking, or the carpet is not doing, and I'm talking spiritually and not physically. So, Rabbi Yisai, I've had to somehow condense what I wanted to say in half an hour in a few minutes, but I'm hoping that the message that I somehow received will also be able to be shared with us all, and we should be zeicher soon, very soon, to walk and march together to be as Mashiachenu, v'mehera v'yameinu.